Today, we're discussing the trouble in the global bond market, and it's kind of ironic because here I was talking about the handful of last podcasts about how this war is a pretty sensitive issue, because not just about the war. I mean, wars are wars. We've been having them since I've been alive, I think. But it's more, because now the world is in a global debt issue, like I was talking about with derivatives and debt globally, that is completely unsustainable. Something has to happen, of course, because there's a big chunk of the world that's insolvent, and it just so happens to be the West for the most part. Now, we do have the ability to print money and keep printing money, but that is a direct problem for each and every one of us, because that printing of money is going to dilute our buying power. Why it's so important to have gold and silver just in this time in history. But the global bond market is in deep trouble. And so the key word is, yeah, gold and silver. When you start to understand, you know, the war could literally push these derivatives into call action. Debts could default. But this is a real steady and slow implosion of the global bond market. And it's no longer really a debate. You know, people try to say, oh, everything's fine, but it's not. And when we know this, you know, investors and we the people can better brace ourselves, because the policy and market reactions that are going to be coming are going to be pretty radical. And you're going to find out real quick what that means. And I think that's really why this war is really happening. You know, beyond the fact, well, bottom line, that's what I think is. There was no reason whatsoever. There was peace in the world until Sloppy Joe came in. There was no reason whatsoever to do this. Russia was not going into Ukraine. Russia wasn't going anywhere. We had a global economy that was in good harmony. And we are the ones in 2014 that started this. We're the ones that put the neo-Nazis in there. We're the ones that gave Ukraine the weapons to start killing the Russians. And there you go. So why? And the question comes down to why. And I, you know, from everything I see, next to insane, satiable hunger for power, which just seems, you know, somewhat reasonable but unreasonable, it really comes down because the banking system was collapsing. But what's interesting is they're out there right now. I know Bloomberg is happily announcing that, you know, this is an era of negative yields, which is, it's over now because the rates are up and it's equalizing to inflation, which technically means, you know, defaulting. And when you're in negative yield, you're in default. And the U.S. bonds is over as yields are now positive, they say. But that's not true. It's fake. Number one, they're giving you an inflation matrix where they say it was like 6 or 7%. But that wasn't accurate. Last year, brace yourself on this one. Last year, inflation, you go to shadowstats.com. Shadow stats tell you the real matrix of measuring inflation, like they did in the 80s when we were actually more honest. We had a 32% inflation rate last year. So we are heavily negative. We are heavily in default state, but they're faking it because we've raised the rates and the yields, and now they're saying, oh, we're now in positive territory, but it's all fake. It's not honest. Great news, right? They say, but that's not true. Nothing, however, could be farther from the truth right now. And this is our biggest issue. We're not getting honesty out of anything. And we, the people, have to heed the warning. Yields are only outpacing embarrassing inflation matrices, like I just told you, the 32%, because bond prices, which move inversely kind of to the yields, are tanking in a world which no longer wants or trusts the U.S. dollar-based IOU notes. Remember, these are not U.S. dollars anymore. Look at the top. It's a Federal Reserve note. They're IOUs. It's debt instruments. The world is getting out of it. Basically, all this really means is that the bonds are tanking and inflation is raging at the same time. Mainly because we are now in a multipolar world where we had the petrodollar. When we had the petrodollar, Saudi Arabia made all the world buy energy in U.S. dollars. We were able to print money and issue bonds all to the end degree. We could just keep going and going and going because the whole world needed our dollars and they would take those dollar reserves and they'd buy our bonds. But that's now changing. And the problem is this return to normalcy, as they say, in positive yields is in fact a flashing sign pointing towards the very end of a global debt bubble in government bonds. And it's not just the United States, mind you. That's what I'm saying when I talk about 2.5 quadrillion between derivative and debt. That is enormous. One quadrillion is 999 trillion. But their signals are flashing. And this is why this is so important, why I wanted to bring it up now, because I couldn't believe what I'm looking at here on some of these charts. But what's worse is that it's not just sovereign bonds that are tanking, but the entire credit asset class, from collateralized mortgage, I can't get into these. I don't want to get into that stuff, but all the way down to investment grade, all the bond categories. If you could see this chart here, which I probably should be starting to do a visual podcast, but as of December 30th of 2022, every single category is massively negative. I've never seen it like this. The only one that was actually positive was really a personal loan, but that's not going anywhere now. Unfortunately, financial journalists, so for those of you watching, you know, CNBC or paying attention to the Wall Street Journal, all these financial journalists, they are paid to sell a simple message rather than the truth. That's the bigger problem in America, is our media has gone left and they're now propaganda tools. They now basically work for the state instead of free media. History, this is where it comes. History will remind us these misleading headlines that for well over a century now, every time sovereign debt in advanced economies like this, we are now basically nothing more than a banana republic. Now, I claim that started even more so when we saw the elections go the way they did in 2020. That was obvious to anybody who was paying attention. Rigged against us. But we are now banana republic territory with our debt. We are reaching unpayable levels, higher than even emerging market levels. The net result in this is unequivocal. It's either we inflate or we default. This is big. Because if we inflate, what does that mean to your buying power and your savings and your retirement? Right. That's why you must have gold and silver right now. It's just a time and season. This happens always, every time, exclamation point, period, end of sentence. When you see this precede, this is the result and this is how it will end. We either have to inflate or we will default on our debt. We are now paying $1 trillion, just shy of $1 trillion, just on the interest on our debt alone. And we can't get that much through taxes. Even if they raise taxes, we still can't get it because it's just not there. And all they're going to have to do is print. And then look at us spending hundreds of billions in areas we shouldn't be. This current disaster in the global bond market playing out right now will be no different. Inflation, default, or you ready? Reset. That's right. Great reset. Do you see why they're pushing it? Or go to war. If we go to war, we can get into some form of debt forgiveness, debt reduction. That's why I think they're pushing the digital currencies, so they can maneuver all these numbers around. You see, we're at an epic point here. Something is going to give. And this is worldwide, mind you. So instead of doing austerity, which is a fancy word for cutting welfare, cutting payments, maybe not paying $100 billion to Ukraine, if we actually had a real budget, and maybe not spend $800 billion on the military, but we are a military economy. That's what America is. China is actually an economy of business. That's what they are. That's what we used to be. But we literally are just a military economy, but that does not benefit the average person, we the people. It just does not. So instead of really true budget cuts, Republicans can't do anything about it. It's not going to matter. It's all gamesmanship. It doesn't mean anything. Anything you see on TV, just ignore it. All of it's lies, and they're just blowing smoke. It won't matter. You can't cut the budget and make a difference. It's gone. It's irrelevant now. We just added in the United States $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill to bribe and pay for the tenure. And they know they can't pay it back. $1.7 trillion. I mean, we just can't go back maybe 20 years to where we would choke on a chicken bone hearing the word $1 trillion, let alone $1.7 trillion. And do you know where that $1.7 trillion went? Right. Nobody does. It's unbelievable what we are doing to our nation right now. Nothing left but bad choices here. Economic growth, like housing, manufacturing, trade, services, data, all confirm it. It will not save us or our bond market, no matter what. We are downhill on manufacturing. We tried to make America great, but they were against it because they're taking us to the New World Order. The debt is factually too high, and the growth, even if China reopens and its COVID lockdown doors, it'll never catch up. Remember, 2.5 quadrillion exposure in derivative and debt worldwide. We have a few options. We could print more money, fake it, and inflation will continue. And we'll use the inflationary money to buy bonds. We can keep that going probably for a little while, but what is that going to do to your buying power and your savings and your retirement? Exactly. That's why you need gold and silver, by the way. Number two, we could default on this, which I think if we go to war, it allows us to default, which that's helpful. That could be why they're doing it. Well, I think it is a big part of why they're doing it, because they know Russia and China are aligning, and they're a real big part of the manufacturing. They're a big part of the world now. And we had to stop it because the dollar was dying. The dollar, well, it did. Saudi Arabia announced in Davos that the petrodollar is over. They will take other currencies. So we're in deep trouble because we relied on that singular element. And we relied on a unipolar world where we were dollar was reserve. And I keep hearing people, oh, it'll be forever. Dollar's still strong. Who are you kidding? Be careful of that. This is going to happen really fast. Because this is going to be political suicide if they tried. And it won't. They're not going to do it. So enter into a Western debt restructuring, a.k.a. the big reset. You see? The introduction of the CBDC-driven control state, and they will masquerade as an efficient payment system, and that's not going to help. Debt buys time, and mouse click money, we call it, buys the debt. We are creating debt and then turning around, and our government agencies, internal agencies, are buying the debt we're creating. Now, how does that work? So we're creating debt, giving it to the government agencies. Government agencies turn around, take that money, and buy the debt. Is that like money laundering? I'm not really sure, but it doesn't sound right, right? I mean, that's not normal. But that's the stage we're in. Mouse click money buys the debt. This madness will create false fun. The American dream was good for a while, but it's over now. Intoxications in our S&P, if you just watched it, it simply tracked, period, how the Fed created money and how the Fed tightens money. In short, a Fed market. It is purely fake. The only reason the stock market even rose last handful of years is because we printed literally trillions and trillions and let out all that money into the system, and they used it to go into the stock market as the 1% got rich and the rest of us suffered because of inflation. The American dream, they call it. There's a cost for this madness. The mouse click money, and I call it the ninth floor Fed trade desk. With one click, they can crash a market, they can support a market. It's all fake. It's with printed fake money. It's not real. It creates inflation, and it distorts every other asset class, real asset classes out there, especially like gold, silver, land, housing, tangibles, all the way from the housing to the stocks. This is a big deal. It's too little too late for any politician to try to say otherwise. This is known as modern monetary policy. Modern monetary theory. You keep hearing that stuff floated around. In 2022, when the central bankers privately realized they had made an historical money printing mistake and tried, well, far too late and too little, to introduce raising interest rates to tighten it, Titanic stock, property, and currency bubbles began their slow and rapid collapse to the floor. And it's going to take a couple years. Watch what happens over the next couple years, especially this year. In 2022 alone, the tightening the Fed did reduced its balance sheet by a mere 2.4%. Not even a dent. They can't, you see. They cannot stop it. I have friends that trade in bonds, and they told me the bond warehouses are so full, these things are leaching out the windows and every crack through the roof. Nobody has the money anymore to buy the bonds that they're issuing. The world will continue to dump U.S. treasuries as they dump the U.S. dollar because they no longer need it for energy. That is not good for we the people, especially if we escalate this war. Remember, 32% was real inflation last year. Our bond problem is not positive. They are not being honest. Bloomberg says that. It's fake. We are seriously negative in real terms. And that means we are in default state technically. How do we get out of it? We can't. That's why the war. We have no choice but to have an event that'll annihilate the system so they can come in riding on a white horse and offer a solution like digital money, which will totally put us in a slave state, but a solution to save the day, which it absolutely not only will not save the day, just look at these blue states, how they are controlling people right down to a light bulb. It's slave state. And that's the goal, but it's the end result of all of this poor monetary policy, and we the people right now just so happen to be living through it. It's nothing to be afraid of. I wouldn't have fear. But being aware allows you to prepare. Don't overspend. Don't think everything's going to be okay. Be very cautious for the next couple years because there's a lot of unknown variables, especially the escalation of this war. And if you don't calculate and prepare yourself properly, you're going to be in trouble. And we're going to find very nice people turning to very bad behavior real quick. And we don't want to see that. So stay focused and have real conversations about how you can really manage and budget yourself tight and start preparing. Until next week, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.